everybody, welcome to the Melon Cafe. I know you're thinking, Melon Cafe, really? Well, listen, this podcast is not just catered to the African American community, aka the culture. I can't really do that on this particular podcast because let me tell you what this podcast is all about. I like to talk about lifestyle, wellness, business, as well as trending topics, what's going on in the world. Hi, my name is Veronica Chanel, and I am the creator and the host of this podcast. So if you break it down, melon means you first thing you think is within the skin, brown. That's who I am. Cafe is more catered to a place where you can sit down, chat, bring your laptop or your iPad, work and talk. That's what this podcast is all about. Lifestyle, business, entertainment, and guess what? I am also a journalist. So if you go on Newsbreak, you search Veronica Chanel Media, and I'm going to be adding some of my featured topics and articles on this podcast so we can have a little chit-chat. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe or follow this podcast. Check us out on YouTube as well. YouTube channel, search Veronica Chanel. Smooches. Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Lady Ball Show. I'm your host, Veronica Chanel. I am so glad to be in the land of the living and to greet you via radio. If this is your first time listening to me, hey, hey, how you do? I have a way with words and I have a way with the way I pronounce certain words. I can't act a little bougie when the topic calls for it. I could be a little sanctified ratchet, which means I'm not as ratchet as the world. And I can speak my mind in a Holy Ghost filled way. I think I described me perfectly, didn't I? Shout out to the seasoned saints. How are you? I am so glad that we are alive, especially after hearing what happened to Queen Elizabeth. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought she would never, ever, 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 ever leave this world, ever, ever transition. She lived a long, good life, did she not? 96 years old, God allowed her to live that long. And then he got to a point of saying, okay, let's go. I sure hope, I don't know too much in depth about her, because to be honest with you, she's all I know. From a time from a little girl to now, I don't know nobody else being like the leader of that position. It wasn't in England, but now it's a new dawn, new season in England, and there's a king that has been waiting to take that position. And so I just hope that she was a Christian, not just a Christian seasoned saints. Anything can be a Christian. I'm talking about what the church used to say, save, sanctify, filled with the Holy and the Logos. Got a burning mind. See what the end gonna be. Something of that degree. I don't know what her religion, because I'm not in. Was it into her like that? Was it into the royals like that? But she always had the latest fashion. I said, nah, that is one old lady. That she don't come at an event just to be coming. She come to slay. You hear me? She has a British old schoolish slaying mentality. Every time you saw the queen, did she not slay in her own little way? She did it so quietly too. I mean, really, like when Meghan and that young guy got married, and they showed the fashion trend of who attended the wedding. Who remembers? Let me tell you something. Them UK women were slaying with them church hats. I was like, is this a wedding or is this a comba and a location? I thought it was a convocation, the way they were dressed. They were looking right sancti and alified. So listen, I have a word of encouragement. I have a word of empowerment today. This is how I am. I'm going to be me. I don't want to be like anybody else. It's just me. It's I. Let me tell y'all something. I do not like to be. Let me say this. When you're grown, you need to act like you're grown. You need to be grown. But to be serious all the time, for me, I don't know about you, that's not fun. So I'm a little comical sometimes, a little comical. It's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. But sometimes, I guess when you have a certain type of anointing, what the church folk would say, or if you have a certain type of gift God will give you, and when you start discerning, that's a serious moment. Because that's the Lord is showing you something. He's telling you something, and you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now, usually as adults, we can't go out there in public and cut a fool. Somebody gonna call the cops, a white cop gonna come and try to tase us. They're gonna try to tase us. They ain't gonna ask us no questions. They're gonna tase us, probably. But so you gotta act a certain way. You gotta act like you got some good sense. But like Paul said, now that when I became a man, I put away that childish stuff. There's a time and a place for everything. So a lot of times when I be on Snapchat or different things, I call it my silly moment. Because, no, it's not that I'm not professional or anything. But it's good to just not be loose, but lighten up a little bit. God is still good. We're going to get into the music. Then I'm going to come back with a word of empowerment. My transparent moment.
Hey, my man, pass me that bag of corn nuts. Thank you, brother. My favorite. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Baby Dub. I brought my Mob Block family here with me today. We got a message for you here. I know you go through some tough stuff in your life, you know, and seems hard, unfair, unjust, but I want you to know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That's right. Sing.
Everything's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working.
Uh-huh.
Everything's working out. For me. It's working.
Say it again.
Everything's working.
That's right.
Working.
Yeah.
Everything's working out. For me. It's working.
Mary, Mary. Talk to
me. Trouble in my life.
I'm good.
And I'm trying not to cry.
I'm good.
Losing sleep at night.
I'm good.
Even though it don't feel good.
Find my way,
yeah.
Where
the world I'm
holding,
call my
baby.
Yeah.
Through it all,
I
gotta do is keep your thoughts where ya. It's gonna take some adjusting, but don't trip, cause you're guaranteed a must win. Don't quit working out with your personal trainer. All you gotta do is keep your thoughts way up. It's gonna take some adjusting, but don't trip, cause you're guaranteed a must win. Don't quit.
It may not feel good while it's working, but guess what? You gon' come out of that thing and be better than you were when you went in. Yeah, 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 come on. So I need all my people who believe in sad.
Welcome back, welcome back, yeah, yeah. Whoa. Welcome back, yeah, yeah. Child, you didn't know I can do runs. I can do a run now. I can freestyle a run in a hot skip in a minute. Welcome back to Lady Boss, y'all. On SOAR Radio, if you just tuned in, if you're working from home, if you're on that hybrid thing, or if you're in the brick and mortar right now, I hope I can say something. I hope I play some music. I hope I do a good job putting a smile on your face. It's Friday. You're alive. Oh, be happy. Let me get into this quickly. Empowerment. I want to be transparent. It's more about me. So maybe, hopefully, somebody will find themselves within it. I started Monet Management because I was managing independent artists. Let me tell you what I learned before the Lord allowed me to get connected with Bishop Leonard Scott of Ty Scott Records. Okay, which, let me go ahead and pull again. I am so thankful that he is nominated for a Dove Award, I believe, for the best traditional gospel album of the year, I think. I have to go back and look. Perfect. Listen, I was shocked, happy, like, oh my God, all at once. But look, I was managing, helping out independent artists because I saw potential. I saw a gift in them. I saw what they could become. Just needed some direction, guidance. And I know a lot of time when you're first starting to do something, how many of you know that there's always the naysayers? Like, what is he doing or what is she doing? But you know it's in you to lead, to push, to guide, and to motivate. So I try to do that the best of my ability. But before I was doing that, I had my podcast going. When I started my podcast, that was so many moons ago, so many years ago. It was called, and I'm getting ready to tell you what I did, Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle. Some of you may remember me, hear me saying that. At the time when I created that podcast, I was a different person. No, I won't know loose, worldly, out in the world. None of that. Oh, I always been a lady. That's how I've been trained. My mother taught me, if you dress a certain way, if you act a certain way, you attract the wrong Negro. Yeah. Oh, you attract the wrong person. I ain't flow like that. I'm from the North. Hello. And from where I'm from one of the boroughs, I really didn't care for getting anybody that matched what I saw on the streets. If you understand where I'm coming from, I grew up seeing it, grew up watching it, grew up hearing it. I ain't into that. They gotta be able, because think about it. I don't need to see something of what we call those who's from the city sit out there on the stoop. Or you couldn't, sometimes you couldn't even sit out on the stoop. You had to be careful. You had to peek through the window. And you will see a whole bunch of stuff. City life. There's no backyard. There's no front yard. No such thing. So I really didn't care for any to attract anything like that. So that's why I've always been. Some people call me bougie, stuck up, funny acting. God bless them. But that's just not wasn't the case. If I'm not comfortable with you, don't know you, I'm not going to open up to you. Because I'm trying to discern your spirit first. If that makes sense. They give you a little bit of background of me. And when I started cultivating the Lux Lifestyle podcast, now I have a different mindset. Why? Well, first of all, I've been engaging with this man named Jesus. And did y'all know, the more you engage with him, the more you throw the junk that the devil be throwing at you and you throw it at him. Do you know that y'all can have an actual conversation just like he had a conversation with Abraham in the book of Genesis? Seasoned saints, be my witness. In the book of Genesis. Why I feel somebody giggling right now. In the book of Genesis. See, I got a gift. I hear somebody out there in radio land giggling right now. In the book of Genesis, he had a whole entire conversation. When you take time and read, he had several conversations with God, did he not? That's more than likely the reason why he extended mercy to Lot. And I started like taking on what Abraham was doing. Abraham, we know, is blessed. Still to date, his seed be blessed, is it not? I mean, not Ricky Dillard. Donald Lawrence has made a whole song about Abraham and the seed of Abraham, okay? A whole entire song that he performed at the Stellar some time ago. So I'm like, you know what? If I step out, I ain't got no tent, but if I step out and talk to you through a window or through my patio and look up towards heaven the way he did, I wonder what will happen. Let me tell you, there's a lot of shifting would take place. There has been a lot of satanic attacks against me. There has been a lot of stuff because the devil got mad because God started talking back. He got upset because the Lord started talking back to me. It's amazing how you don't have to wait till Sunday to feel his presence. You don't need the musicians to feel his presence. You don't need the musician or the folk to sing a new song unto him. You can just do it right by yourself. In the beginning, it feels like, okay, there's nothing here. After a while, whatever that was, it shut up in my bones. It started awakening. He started talking back. And then he reminded me of this scripture I want to share. I had to look it up because it hit my spirit. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 24, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. I believe there's another scripture too, Psalms 55, 22. That talks about casting your cares upon the Lord. Everybody knows for he cared. Imagine with all that stuff that was thrown at me, I held on to it. And I kept holding on to it. Then eventually it would do something to me emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically. The Lord reminded me how the devil desired to take my mind. And by me talking to him so much, he talks back. And I can't even describe how he does it, but he do. Hush, shucks. Some seasoned saints know sometimes you just start getting that quickening where you just jump suddenly and you start speaking. and he just starts speaking in tongue. You're like, why am I speaking in tongue? Honey, that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Number one. Number two, you're saying something. As Gentiles, we may not understand what we're saying, but we're actually saying something. That's the Holy Spirit moving in you. You're connecting with him. So he started dealing with me about bringing him the stuff that's being thrown at me. So I started to do that. I said, Lord, let me throw this at you. I mean, let me get this to you. A scripture just popped in my spirit. What did Paul say? Lay aside every weight that so easily beset you. He was showing me how it wanted to slowly break me down and still do. And he was showing me how it wanted to make me tired and it still do. It's still doing it. But you can't hear it because I throw it at God every single morning. As soon as I get up in the morning, sometimes he wakes me up 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And right in the midst of something, I catch it every time. That's him waking me up. Sometimes I have sat straight up in the bed. Or my eyes just start moving. He will cause me to hear what I needed to hear. That's him. It's amazing how he wakes me up in the middle of that thing. Every single time. What I do, what he has taught me, I start talking to him. The more I talk to him, the more he talks back to me. He began to show me how I dropped and put aside my stuff. You know, when you're a manager, when you're an artist manager, you are boosting and building and trying to help somebody else. Yeah, but in the independent artists, they're not pulling in a lot of money. You're pushing out, right? So it's like you have to have some type of faith and hope that maybe, just maybe, if I can cultivate this person, they'll make it. But what if the independent artists don't? So the Lord began to show me, you don't ever drop your stuff. Don't drop your stuff while you're helping somebody else. I gave this to you as an outlet. So as I begin to place all that cares on him and I started throwing all that weight off of me as he keep throwing at me, I started throwing at him, I started feeling a little bit lighter. And then he's able to talk to me. My mind become more clear. It's not congested with the foolishness of Satan and from those that he's using. As Christians, a lot of you can relate. We have to, what did Paul say? It's a battle to fight against your own self. My spirit and my flesh wars against itself. I think I said this before. We got so many battles going on. First of all, you fighting your darn self. Then the devil want to fight you in your mind, because that's a battlefield. And then sometimes he uses whatever's close and nearby you and channel through that to fight you. Sometimes he will even position them so they could fight you. Look at all this darn battle. You like, all I said was, Lord, would you forgive me for all of my sins? And damn, I'm in a warfare. I mean, is this the battle? I feel like the children of Israel, the people of war. I mean, is this Moses' time or is this David's time? Sometimes I feel that way. Like, good God, this is coming up against. You can't carry that. So thank God for having a God that sits on his throne. He knows all, sees all. And thank God he's not the type of God that just sit there and look at us, suffer. Oh, see, the devil will watch you suffer. He will be on the sideline and look at you and enjoy watching you go through all that trouble that him and his little demons is doing to you. That's sad to me. Unfortunately, there are some people who do that on a regular. They're unbelievers. Some people, the devil will have some people focused so much on you and forget what you gonna do if God snatch your soul. They ain't anything about that. Damn. Sometimes he has them so wrapped up, you can't see, can you? This is why we have to place our cares upon him. This is why we can't carry that stuff. This is why we got to lay aside every way. We got to keep our mind clear so we can hear what God got to say. So the Lord reminded me, he said, now that my mind is clear, it's clear. And as I begin, well, this is something else I learned. He will mature you and you don't even realize you're being matured. Just from engaging with the Lord. I thought I was already mature. He will show you, no, you was a little, you're immature here, you're a little bit immature there. Let me work on you. This is the beauty of as you abide in him, as you fight, it's because it's not, you got to fight to abide in him. He will abide in us. And he really will do something. I can't even tell you what he done, but I know he done something to me because my mindset is different. So now I'm sitting there and I'm looking, this name with this podcast got to change because it's not matching what I'm doing now. It's not matching who I am now. It's like the cultivating part. A lot of stuff been cultivated. Phase one. I'm in phase two of cultivation. I don't know what phase you're. You're going to always be cultivated with the Lord. Yeah. You're going to always be cultivated. You will never stop being. When you stop being cultivated, you're no longer alive. You're going to always be cultivated. Cut something. Shape. Reform something. So now I'm in a different phase. It could be because of the birthday. I'm in a different season, different section, a different number section now, I should say. Yeah. I ain't old. Don't play. But now is like, let me look at this thing here now. Something a little bit different. So I changed my podcast name. It just came out of the blue. I wanted something sort of kind of different. The Melon Cafe. They're like the Melon Cafe. So this is catered to black folk. No, it's not a black folk type podcast. No, we have a lot of podcasts. We have a lot of things now for the culture. But it's not quite that. If I, you know, I could take my show from the Lady Ball Show. I could add it to it. It gives me space and room to kind of talk a little bit more. Melon, I'm brown. There's a lot of brown skin folk out there. I'm brown, but it's not for just the brown. A cafe is for anybody who eat, drink, and talk. A place to chat. That's the kind of environment. I did something a little bit different because I'm going to bring something different. And he began to show me, you got to pick that back up. That's your stuff. Because when you're pushing somebody else, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't drop your stuff, because what if they take a left turn? You see, you can't stop building your own thing. You can't stop building and working on your own gift. You can't stop building your own craft. I think a lot of times the devil throws stuff at us so it can be weighted down, confused, contaminated, and be distracted. So a lot of times when certain things happen is to open our eyes. Like, wait a minute, let me pick my thing. But this is my thing. Unless the Lord leads you to something totally different, because every level goes higher and higher. It's supposed to. But by me, I didn't realize how much I was carrying. This is my next thing that he's helping me with. I don't know who else have this struggle. Paul got this scripture. It sounds so good when the preachers preach it. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I press towards the mark, right? That song from Jonathan McReynolds and Miley Music. Miley Music is ridiculously talented. Everybody knows Jonathan McReynolds is talented. Miley Music, that song, Moving On, that's one song that's my anthem. Because the words to the song speaks to my heart. It really does. But every time, I don't know how many people deal with it. Every time I say move on, there is like a little demon or person that says, and tries to keep you back. How many experience that? Or is currently still going through that? So now God, I am sure the Lord is beefing me up, preparing me, shaping me, strengthening me, reforming me to move on, even when it reaches his hands out and try to pull me back. He had told me one time to just be quiet and listen. You will be surprised what I have heard. I'm sure certain ones is listening to my radio show right now. I'm sure. Let's see what she say. I'ma say whatever God give me to say, baby. I'm free. I ain't no darn slave. Where does slavery come from? Let me find out. Yeah, be a lawsuit for 2.5 million. I ain't lying, But you ain't got to have the money. It'll come from somewhere. But... because, slavery is against the law, right? But people still try to do little stuff, and they have their way of hiding it. Yeah. But I think what would be more beneficial to me is to keep throwing it at the Lord and keeping my mind clear so I can hear what he got to say. If we follow him and listen to him, we can't go wrong. You can't fail, and you can't lose. We lose when we get distracted and we let things weigh us down and we stop. That's the whole point. He just wants us to stop. For what? Stop and listen to something that's destructive and unprofitable, or to kind of get us off the path. So whatever you have, any care, as you begin to, I want to remind you, because you know what? I don't know about you, but I forgot about that. I'm like, that's right. Why am I carrying this? Why am I holding on to this? As I began to throw it at him and place my cares on him, he began to show me how it keeps throwing it at me. He began to show me the attitude. He began to show me the operations, how it worked, how it flow. He began to show me a whole bunch of stuff. Like when I say, you probably listen, the main ones probably listening to it right now. Why you think I would say that? Maybe he just showed me somebody. Maybe he just gave me the unction. And then we have to be careful not to listen to the negativeness, the comments that Satan will throw at us or come out at our minds when we make a decision to move forward. Because I'm noticing it's a lot of mumbling. The devil will mumble or do whatever to you. But have you noticed he will never have enough in him to do it to God? It's like he keep bypassing God. I hate to say this, but sometimes people, whoever giving you a trouble, will do the same thing. They'll talk to each other and go straight to you and bypass the one who got all power that can give you what you're looking for. That's kind of ignorant. And you know, and the Lord spoke to me. I'm talking to the Lord like this is an actual conversation I had with the Lord. I said, God, but why do people do that though? Why do people do that? And he began to tell me, when you see people, this is a powerful thing. He actually told me more than this. But this is the only thing I'm going to say for the sake of time. Whenever you see someone, whether a believer or unbeliever, whether their belief is Christianity or not, if they don't come to him, he said, come to me, which is the Lord. He said, why you think they don't? They already know. This is why, let me paraphrase it. He said, it's a scripture. When you do it wrong and you know it, you get whipped with many stripes. And then when you do wrong, those who do it, or sin or whatever, is this not biblical or what? I'm in the word, I'm in the word. So if you come up against this, you coming up against him. Okay, because I ain't write this stuff. And then when you do something, basically, let me put it in my own words, and you don't know it, you're still going to get beat, but with a few stripes. So either way, you don't get away with it. See, a lot of people already know within their heart and mind. He said, especially an unbeliever. You may be an unbeliever, but you already know in your heart and in your mind, I ain't bringing this to God. Why? When you before him every single day. That's why I said that's a little bit ignorant. That's a little bit ignorant. See, if you come to the realization, and like I did, I said, you know what? First of all, I come to the realization of myself. I've been carrying all this stuff. You're throwing that stuff at me, and I'm catching it instead of letting it drop to the flow. So as I begin to release it to him, it frees you. When you're free, he can show you more. He can talk to you more. He can deal with you more. So while people are saying you're changed, I ain't changed, baby. There's a lot they don't know about me. I'm just mature. And I realized something. That rapture may take place like any day. And I really don't feel like being left behind. I mean, like, that's not a cute thing. Anyway, but that's what I wanted to share with everybody. I just want to be left behind because I don't have time being here in the dark. Read a book of Revelation. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. I told the Lord that. I said, I do not want to be left behind with no darn Trump. I did. I said, I ain't trying to be bad. I know somebody said. Somebody will probably say, I know she didn't. I don't want to be left behind with that darn Trump. I know why. If you don't get out my face. That's and that daggone Rudy Giuliani. I ain't got time for them. Nope. So Lord, work on me. I hope I said something that made you think. Just like with preachers in church, sometimes that whole sermon is not applying to you, but you can nick and pick and see yourself in certain parts. Use wisdom. All right, y'all.